This is Small Biz Spotlight, featuring up-close interviews with small business leaders and entrepreneurs across America. And now, here's your host, David Wolf.
Our guest on this edition created a new way for self-published authors to sell their books and for readers looking for self-published authors to find them more easily. Jill Exler is the founder of Jexpo.com. This is a new affordable solution for both sides of the self-publishing book marketplace. Joining us on the line from her office in Dearborn, Michigan to tell us more is Jill Exler. Jill, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks so much.
So where did the idea to create Jexpo come from?
Well, I had written a children's book, and I sent it to some publishers, and then I decided to have it self-published when all of a sudden, out of the blue, my husband was transferred to Germany by the company he was working for.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of ways you can market your book yourself when you're living in the market. My book is written in English, so Germany is not really the market for my book. So I thought, okay, I just need to find a way to sell it online. And I could not find any option that fit. It was like Cinderella looking for the slipper that fit me right. Either the market, it didn't reach a big enough market, or the company charged too much to list with them. And I knew a website I liked called Etsy.com, and this is a marketplace for handmade goods. And I got in touch with them and said, I like your site. I'd like something similar. And they pointed me to a web developer, and this web developer got my site, Jexpo.com, set up.
How cool. So the whole thing was born. And by the way, what does Jexpo stand for?
Jexpo is a combination of my name, Jill Exler, and books.
Beautiful.
So the J-E-X from Jill Exler and B-O from books.
I love that, Jexpo.com. So very much this was born out of the need as an author that you had to publish mm-hmm. your own work and the lack of places to do that. Are there any other players out in this space now? I know you started in 2007.
Yeah, there are several players out there, and every once in a while I get an email saying, how does my site compare to one of these others?
Yeah.
And nearly every other site charges so much money. I charge 10 cents per month to list your book and 5% of whatever you sell that month. But some of these sites take 25 to 50%, or they charge a huge amount, like $99 a year.
Wow.
And you've got to sell a lot of books to make up that $99 if you're selling on your own.
So, Jill, this is really designed for, well, let me ask the question. Is this site really designed for the newbie to the publishing business, or do you find that you are getting some more experienced folks? You know, what's the mix look like in terms of folks that are selling their books on the site?
It's really a mix. I get emails from people saying, my book is going to be published in January. What can I do? And I do tell them you can list it now and just put a note on your listing that it won't be ready for shipping until January. But I have several authors who have 3 and 4 books written, and they have all of them listed on Jexpo and available.
So just to get a sense of how you operate, and I want to get a tour of the site as well and its features, how does the inventory and the shipping piece work, the logistics of getting products to people?
You know, the easiest thing I can compare it to is eBay. The author sells it themselves. They are able to ship with whatever shipping company they feel like using. I sometimes suggest to people, why don't you make it, you know, you ship on the 15th and 30th of each month if you don't want to be running to the post office every week. And
yeah.
You can put that right on your listing and tell the buyers, but the author is responsible for all of the shipping.
So very much you're a digital company. You have the platform for the transaction to take place. You're responsible for driving traffic to Jexpo.com.
Yes, and I have the merchant bank account so that the authors are able to charge credit cards, mm-hmm. which is another thing. You don't want to have that expense of paying a monthly bank account fee to accept credit cards.
Yes.
And, of course, the 10 cents a month covers that.
Beautiful. Let's take a tour of Jexpo.com. And by the way, we're visiting with Jill Exler. She's the founder of Jexpo. That's www.jexbo, a site for self-published authors and for readers to find self-published authors. Let's take a tour of Jexpo.com, if we could. Give us a sense of the features. And we may have covered a lot of this already. I know it's fairly simple, but anything we missed?
One of the special things for the authors is when you have listed your book, you can click on the title of your book and view seller's profile. And from there, you can print off bookmarks that tell the title of your book and buy my book at Jexpo.com. Because one problem self-published authors do have is once they've published their book, they have to market it themselves.
Yes.
And this way, you can print off bookmarks, you can leave them posted, you can ask at the library if you can leave copies, you can pass them out. And this way, the people, they see you have a book available and they know where to buy it, and maybe they're not put right on the spot to buy it from the author right away.
Okay, that's cool. So that's sort of a feature that sets you apart from maybe some of the others.
Yes, because when you're able to do the marketing yourself, it is hard for authors, and I do get emails all the time from authors saying, how do I sell my book myself? I've got this box of books. What do I do? And it's easy to just pass out a bookmark or just leave it in a public place if you're too shy.
Wow. Let me get this straight. They're printed bookmarks? Do I have that right? Or are they digital?
They're printable.
Oh, wow.
Once you have a book listed, you can print off the bookmarks. Of course, all the copies you need.
That's really cool.
Yeah, and we do say print them on a thicker, heavier paper so that people can use them as bookmarks. And at least, you know, it keeps putting your book in front of people.
Right, really, and print them on cardstock so they sort of hold up like a bookmark would.
If someone is enjoying a book they've bought, they can print it out and pass it out to people and say, hey, I bought this great book on Jexpo. Here, check it out. So it doesn't just have to be the author. It can be anyone who's enjoyed the book and wants to help that author market their book.
Jill, give us a sense of the size of the site now. How many titles do you have right now up for sale?
Right now, I think we've got about 60. You know, it goes up almost weekly.
Mm.
So I'm growing.
Yes, and traffic is growing, I'm sure, as well.
Our traffic is going up in leaps and bounds.
That's wonderful.
We're using a lot of different marketing promotion to drive people to the site. And a lot of the authors, I think, are passing out bookmarks. And so the authors are not helping just themselves. They're helping other self-published authors. Just by getting more traffic to the site, it can draw attention to other books.
How cool. Yeah, they cross-promote each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great. So you're running a business essentially from home. You're a mother. Any tips about doing a business, a home-based business, online or otherwise? Any challenges along the way that you'd like to share from the entrepreneurial perspective?
If anyone asks me about starting a business, I always say go for it. You can usually fit your work in around your family life. What I do is I work early in the morning and I work late at night.
Yeah.
And I never procrastinate. And this is the number one tip, because you never know what's going to come up, especially if you work at home. People around you think, oh, this person's home, you can watch my child, or you can pick my kid up from school, or you can run this errand for me. So what I always say is work as far ahead as you can and work during hours where people aren't calling you. For instance, it's no fun to get up every morning at 6 or earlier, but, you know, it's not the hardest thing ever.
No, and it's a mindset. And once you get there and you make your shift and you get the right amount of sleep, I'm sure it's very, very workable.
Yep.
Yep, it's good. It's good. I noticed that you run your business from both Germany and Dearborn, Michigan. How does that work? Tell us about that.
Most of the year, I do live in Germany. My husband works there, and our son is a student in the German public school system.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's something that is sometimes a challenge, but I enjoy that I am 6 hours difference from the Eastern time zone, because I can be working before anyone's getting up. If anyone's had a problem and said, my bookmark looks funny, or I can't do this on my site, I can get it fixed before these people are up and started. It's not like I'm frantically working to help someone right away. I have 6 hours ahead of me before most people are up.
In yes.
fact, when I start at 6 a.m, it's just midnight here in Detroit.
That's right. That's right. So you really are operating several hours ahead, which gives you a heads up on the day.
Yeah.
A head start on the day. That's great stuff. So anything else you'd like to share about Jexpo.com? I was curious, actually, how are self-published authors finding you?
I've been on several radio interviews. I've done several newspaper. There have been several newspaper stories about Jexpo that have been picked up.
Excellent.
I also, like I said, I'm running an ad campaign online. So if you search self-published books, Jexpo always comes up at the top. And
fabulous.
Word of mouth.
And word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
The word of mouth, isn't it amazing? Well, great. Congratulations. So you're about 2 years in, really growing. What a fascinating model. Jexpo.com is the site. We've been visiting with Jill Exler. She's the founder of Jexpo.com. This is a site for self-published authors. So if you're a self-published author looking for a way, an outlet to sell your books, this is a place you'll want to visit. And or if you're looking for, niche books out the long tail from maybe not the best known authors, but some really good emerging authors, this would be an excellent place to visit, to shop around and see what you can find. Did I do that right, Jill?
Yep, that was wonderful. Thanks.
Okay. Jexpo.com. Jill Exler has been our guest. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Small Biz Spotlight, up-close interviews with small business leaders and entrepreneurs across America. For more information about our guests or to subscribe, visit smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.